Bogdan Koltseriu is among the passengers getting off a Cluj city bus into a crisp October morning. The bus has a small sign with the Nokia logo in the front window, meaning it has come straight from the factory outside the city. 25-year-old Bogdan, who works on the assembly line making basic mobile phones, is coming from a 12-hour night shift.
DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Matt Zavella in Bonn. Egypt's main opposition has backed calls to oust Islamist President Mohamed Morsi and place him on trial following deadly clashes between protesters and police. More than 60 people have died in 9 days of unrest.
Niels Molkentin arbeitet in einem kleinen, aber feinen Betrieb in Kiel. In der Sägemacherei Democh hat er sich spezialisiert auf Bootsabdeckungen und Winterplanen. Hinzu kommt noch das ein oder andere kaputte Segel. Alles wird nach Maß gefertigt. Seit seiner Lehre vor 9 Jahren in Lübeck arbeitet Niels in diesem Bereich.
And now for this month's quiz. Now that Ireland has taken on the rotating presidency of the European Union, we're going to focus on the Celtic country in our question. One of Ireland's most well-known authors, James Joyce, published one of his most well-known books 99 years ago in 1914. It's a collection of stories in and around the Irish capital set at the turn of the 20th century. We're looking for the name of this book. Here's a clue. It's the same name of the band we're hearing now. If you think you know the answer, why not send us an email to europe@dw.de or via snail mail at the Europe Desk, Deutsche Welle, Bonn, Germany. Good luck!